All righty. We are in the house. Welcome to the kickoff of week four. We're 3 weeks under our belt. Mindfulness, the fundamentals under our belt, the practice under our belt, starting to apply it to our business life, and business actions kicked off last week, all within a matter of 3 weeks of our life. Not bad for the kickoff. And let me highlight a few worlds we're going into this week. We're definitely going to hit a couple of one more of the business killers and transforming it on the mindfulness side, and then a number of outer game practices for your business as well. So I'm excited for that, and I'm going to hand over the reins to each of you very shortly. Oh, after 1 week cartoon, I want to learn to live in the moment, just not this moment, you know, maybe some other moment, like a moment on the beach or something. I've been having fun perusing mindfulness cartoons, among other, as we kick off our weeks together. And that is today's contribution to our, and by the way, you can mindfully feel the expansion of the smile across your face. It's one of the more pleasant sensations to be aware of on the feel out as well as the feel in. Just FYI. Very good. All right. As promised, kicking it right over to each of you. Unedited, whichever area you'd like to report on, win on your mindfulness practice, on your business action, and or just one of the most fun moments in the last 7 days. Love to hear from each of you, and go for it in no apparent order.
Okay, I'll go first.
Awesome, Nikki.
I'm just going to jump right in. Let's see. I've been doing my mindfulness practice every day for at least 10 minutes.
Woo-hoo!
I find I'm averaging more like 15 to 30 minutes because I'm really actually enjoying it. And I'm becoming a little addicted, and it's like, oh, I could actually I could spend all day doing this, but then I'd get nothing done.
OMG. From the woman who wasn't sure if she could do a minute, I am beyond ecstatic for you. It's one thing to do the practice and to have whatever divine wiring is in your favor to have it addictive is spectacular. There's nothing more worthy an addiction. And believe me, if you did it and from now until our next webinar, you would absolutely win. I have done 2 day, 5 day, 7 day, 10 day silent mindfulness retreats. Some of the best use of my life. So fear not. We can use the subconscious rewired method on that one today. Fear not that you would get overly addicted, believe me. And what's going to happen is it's going to start spilling over from, as I mentioned in the first week, practice in stillness to practice in action. So it starts to, quote unquote, color your day in a great way. Oh, I can be mindful with my eyes open. Oh, I can be mindful while I'm moving around. Oh, I can be mindful while I'm doing work. I can be mindful while I'm having a dialogue. Wow.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because today was actually one of those days where I took a break for lunch, and I was just noticing that I was doing see out, hear out, feel out. Like, I didn't have any set protocol. And I just sort of let my mind go where it wanted, as long as it was in mindfulness practice. So I caught myself listening to the birds, looking at the wind whipping through the trees, you know, watching the man clean out his gutters. And the whole time I was smiling and just thinking, this is so great. Like,
yes. So, and go ahead.
I felt so peaceful and calm, and even though I'm doing a laminate floor installation and things aren't going exactly as I'd like them to be, but it's like, you know what? Does it, in the grand scheme of things, does it really matter? And it's like, no.
Oh my goodness gracious. For every time any of you report anything in this territory.
La la la. It was that kind of a...
Yeah.
It was... Today flew by. I was like, it's 4 o'clock. How did that happen?
The entire program has been worth it for this moment and each moment that each of you report something like this. So one, thrilled on the time increase. Two, thrilled on the addictive in a great way. Three, if I lost my count, thrilled that you have started to do exactly that, spontaneously do practice in action. And by the way, what you spontaneously fell into, as much as it didn't feel formal, it actually is a formal form of meditation, which Shinzen calls free floating, meaning you aren't like la-la land daydreaming. You have an object of, you are noting whatever you notice amongst the 3 to 6 modalities. And so that is absolutely legitimate in terms of you having a practice, and it is called, and I've just put it in the chat box, free floating amongst 3, for instance, of the outer modalities. So you're anchoring out, and or you can free float in the 3 inner modalities, the subjective sense of self, and or in all 6. All of that is absolutely valid. You could even float, free float within, well, you really are free floating in a sense within one modality. Just to finish the thought, let's say you're focusing on feel out, you're actually free floating throughout your body to then notice any physical sensations that are non-emotional in nature. So those are 3 examples of an actually completely legitimate practice that you were spontaneously falling into. So let's just unmute and give her a 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. Nikki, you are
I am a champion.
Fantastic. Any final additions or questions before we tag team to Cheryl and Nancy?
Yeah, I just wanted to throw in there, what I found particularly interesting was that after all of that, I got here in and the messages were like, you know what, you're doing a really great job on that floor and you're awesome. You can do whatever, la, la, la. Like, I just noticed that the things that were coming in, instead of like, you did this wrong, this wrong, this wrong, it was more positive and affirming. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I shook some monkeys out of the tree because they weren't there today. They were just like silent.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm just noting, just so people really get this, so it's not all auditory. So practice and stillness, time increase, and feel free others, so that to really track the wins of others is to put the wins that you're hearing in the chat box. When you hear them from each other, anchor the wins in the chat box for yourself and each other, and or when you hear me recap them, anchor them in, because they're going to be more yours as well. So positive addiction, then you got into practice in action, then you got into free floating. You also actually, it's interesting because you wrote me privately this week and said, I'm doing the mindfulness thing, but I'm not sure about this equanimity thing. Well, that grin on your face is equanimity. That pervasive feeling of it's deeply okay and or I'm mildly amused and or curious and or happy, equanimity side of the mindfulness practice. And oh, by the way, on a final win, you also wrote me about, hey, I got a bunch of monkeys, I don't seem to be getting them out, and you are literally dissolving and resolving, as I would say, and or purifying consciousness, because you were spontaneously consciousness. Talk about a lineup of wins. Spontaneously, naturally rewiring your subconscious, because your true nature of, hey, I'm actually doing okay, yada, yada, was arising naturally without effort, forcing it or declaring it. So thrilled on all accounts.
Me too.
Yeah, beyond worth the price of admission. That's a lifelong win, slam dunk, home run. All righty. Fantastic. Tag team to Cheryl and or Nancy, any win, inner or outer game, or most fun moment, unattached to what it is, don't compare to what came, just intuitively select what's there for you.
Okay, so I mean, I've been doing 10 minutes pretty much two times a day, and I've kind of noticed that things don't rile me as much. Like, I mean, things that would, like, you know, make me really anxious or whatever, and I'm a lot more at peace. I believe I have been sleeping a little bit better. So that's good. I mean, I don't know if I did like the half and half. I find that I just get back into the breath, and that's kind of my go-to. And then I've been doing like the pure focus that we taught, that you know, and I just was on a little trip to Montreal, and I just found a lot of validation, and then just meeting some people that I think are going to be very key to you know, being part of my team.
Nice. So as we ease and as we sleep better and as we pure focus on what we want, the universe starts delivering things more effortlessly, easily, and naturally. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I don't need to recap as much verbally because I did in the chat box. Excellent. 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 Any additions to that?
No, I'm just I'm using the breath as much as I can to heal aggravated back issue, so it's I can't say I've had the most fun
right
with that. But I did I mean, one thing that was kind of fun was I did, you know, speak on the weekend, and I slowed down, which is a big thing for me, and and it had a much bigger impact.
Better speaking pace and higher impact. Awesome. Fantastic. And back to the yada yada. Two things. One, on the inner game mindfulness practice, I've like collapsed with back stuff in the past. Once on my 40th birthday, and before, I was going for a week-long meditation canoe trip with backpacks and canoes. And another time, 2 weeks, like flat out. So two things. One, on the mindfulness inner practice, I shift my foot. Whenever I have any physical pain that's sort of significant and or ongoing, I shift my physical location of my focus to the epicenter of, usually it's a contraction, some sort of, you know, a pinched nerve, however it's manifesting for you. And I literally, as much as possible, have my 24/7 home base be the epicenter of my sense of self. And then I do deep breathing from there, expanding out from it as often and as much as possible. So deep, expansive breathing. So that would be one suggestion from that spot. Has been very helpful, very beneficial for me. It got me off the floor, among other things. Deep, expansive breathing from key spot. And the other on sort of, so to speak, outer game, but big on recommended reading list of our, one of my success networks, and recommended by Ed Foreman, How to Have a Good Day All Day Every Day, is Dr. John Sarno's book on healing back pain. People read this thing or go to his 3-hour lecture and don't need back surgery. I could say more, but I'll just say it's super useful. So good on you. Let's give her a 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. Nancy.
Nancy, you are a champion.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. Now over to Cheryl in the chat box. Most of my mindfulness practice has been in the car as I rush from one place to the next. That was relaxing. Got halfway through room move. Aha, great. It's been funny. Have to move paintings out of this room before I can move desk. Right. Before move paintings, need to move air bed and dresser before I need to move. It's at Domino's for sure. But it sounds like you've got, was it one of the three rooms done? Or at least progress towards all three, either one?
Well, let me know if I'm breaking up too much and I will type again.
We got you.
I've gotten the room where I'm going to, I'm sorry?
We got you.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I've gotten the room where I'm putting the computer and where I'm going to be doing my work mostly complete. There's still some paintings that need to move, and I'm still kind of doing the move this before I can move that in the other two rooms. But that one's almost, every room is about 3/4 done.
Nice. So and business.
I do take pictures before, and I will take pictures after.
Nice. Yeah, well, definitely happy to toss them up on the slide deck when you do. So business environment, 3 rooms by 75%. Nice. Really good progress. And also great that you're applying mindfulness practice to the car. May I ask, what is your object of meditation when you're driving?
My breath.
Okay.
I'm focusing on the road and just doing a really deep breathing and relaxing. When I'm done with work, I focus on relaxing and getting ready for sleep and just kind of releasing the day.
Great.
And when I'm headed out, kind of the opposite, just getting ready, going, kind of focusing on where I'm going, what I need to do, what needs to be accomplished, and then the breath.
Right. Very cool. It's interesting, when I came back from Asia years ago and I taught folks, double my age senior, and I was like a pup all relative then, and they asked me to come and teach some mindfulness, and they were like, wow, you're so wise, I want you to meet my daughter, my son, this and that, the other. And then somebody just spontaneously for some reason said, well, I guess you don't want to meditate while you're driving. And I said, well, in fact, it's the exact opposite. I wish people would, because most people are unconscious of the wheel. The key is that their object of meditation be driving. So, and it can be anywhere in the six modalities. It can be the touch of the steering wheel, feel out, the butt in the chair, feel out. It can be definitely see out. I'm very aware of the 8 points around me, in a sort of Hollywood square. It's kind of moving on the road, and that dynamic. And, oh, by the way, yes, a simple feel out of the breath can also be good. I appreciate that you said deep breathing and focus on driving. So it can very much be practice in action to be conscious while you're driving, as long as you're conscious of the object of meditation that you're choosing. So great. Are you doing any practice in stillness?
I have 4 days of really just waking up, getting my morning stuff done, and getting to the next place. When that was over, which was yesterday, I was able to sit and do 10 minutes in and 10 minutes feel
awesome.
Out.
And, great.
Yeah, and it was wonderful. I was like, oh man, I wish I could have done more of this. So I will do that when we're done here. I have it scheduled in next.
Wonderful. Awesome. And my invitation, just like Nikki did, is, life is a game. We make the rules to win, is to consider doing at minimum 1 minute a day. Like it's not unlike to the timing of the pure focus. Now, pure focus tends to be on a particular thing you want to accomplish in the outer game. It's 68 seconds. Yet just, I find even if I do 1 minute of stillness, practice in stillness, it can color my whole day in a great way. So always you're in the driver's seat of your choice of life, but that would be my extra invitation. All right, let's give Cheryl three.
Okay, thank you. I will.
Oh, go ahead. You said.
Oh, no, I said thank you. I will try that.
Awesome. Yes. I'm always looking at customizing the coaching to exactly what's going to give you the biggest leverage and the biggest success. So I could just say good job, and I'm duty bound to give you anything extra if it comes to me in terms of high leverage for each one of you. All righty, let's give her a 3, 2, 1. Cheryl,
you are a champion.
Awesome. Terrific. So if we can mute for a while, and we'll tag team back and forth, and definitely we're not muting the chat box. It's a big source of our success. Let's see. We've covered most of this. Is there anything we missed? Feel free to toss it in the chat box. Nancy reported on her pure focus. Cheryl on her moving of her 3 office rooms. Nikki, I want to see in the chat box the progress on your sweet spot goal there, Sunshine. I think everything else we covered. So yay, nay, and if so, what's even your draft wording? So let's see your progress in that one. And other than that, I think we covered the bases. I'm sort of moving now in a different pace because I want to bring a lot to it. By the way, this is one of the weeks where I'm delivering one of your 7 bonuses, which is ensuring that all of you know the subconscious rewired method. So we may go a little past the 90-minute mark. Whether you're with us or not live, it'll be recorded. And I'm always committed to delivering it. And you'll see, based on the theme this week, why I picked this week to deliver this one of the 7 and many other bonuses built into Mind Your Own Business. So I think final week of a reminder. Love to see in the chat box, yes, I've nailed all those 10 videos and or the amounts that you have. Again, just being your accountability partner for your success. So that's that. And Flash, we got a few more flashes than usual back to last week because we covered a lot. So sometimes I'd be interactive with it, but this time I'll probably give more highlights so that we can get to other chunks of interactivity, but let's see how we go. So definitely we started to launch the shifting from business killers to business creators, and specifically the first 2, in fact, the lack of direction, focus, action, and then potentially how that leads into absolute overwhelm. And then we got our first mindful business sequence under our belt. So you may remember the first mindfulness sequence was just feel out, just anchor in your body. And then last week we added in the videos on week 2 all had an oops message. Huh, it wouldn't let me view. Well, that's interesting. Did anybody else get that? I'd love to know, Nikki and Nancy, and I'll definitely, if you do me a favor, Cheryl, at some point, just write a quick note to admin at or contact at to Janice and just let her know there's an oops on the week 2 4 videos. And then over to Nikki, I've made a goal of earning, saving, having 25 grand by the end of July. I have no idea how that will happen, but I'm excited about it. I'm up. Just look at you, 6.5 already. Thank you, Cheryl, and awesome. Nikki, on the clarity, love to see 1 out of 10, your excitement about it and your belief on that one, Nikki. Great job on the specificity and the timing. Okay, so as said, we first started with anchor and feel out. Last week, in dissolving some of our first round of business challenges, we added in the herein first of what it sounds like, and then the ease and shift of focusing on feel out, which is often more restful. 9 and 8, pretty darn awesome there, Miss Nikki. Nancy, I was able to watch 3 of the videos. In the week 2, Nancy, or just week 1? Because I think Cheryl's referring to week 2. Thanks for clarifying on that, Nancy. Week 2. Huh. Well, that's interesting. Maybe each of you can put in the chat box when you were successful, Nancy, and when you were unsuccessful, Cheryl, to see if it's your laptop, Cheryl, and internet, or whether it is something in the system. All right, then we added on, as promised, not just mindfulness dissolving business killers, but a third component every week, which is my top 5 business solutions to the particular business killer, transforming it into a business creator. Now it's 2 days, I tried Wednesday and Thursday. What I do, Cheryl, is try one more time this week as opposed to last, and potentially with a fresh internet. And then if you're still having challenges, reach out to Janice. All right. And more specifically on the outer game business solutions, a few visual reminders certainly are a refresher for Rewired for Success grads like Nikki and Nancy, and new possibilities for Jeremy and Cheryl. Visuals of some of the outer game business solutions, what the top 5% do that the rest wish they knew, is definitely anchor in their dreams, nest in the chief aims, then nest in the sweet spot goals, and then into next logical steps. So a great teaching of which Nikki took on and is applying now, which is awesome. Pure focus, which is another great teaching and reward for success that Nancy took on in the 68 seconds and got results, which is excellent, including the potential expansion of her team. Top five priorities each day was a suggestion in this area of business to improve yourself, and when in doubt and potentially hijacked, doing any form of reframing. And the final and fifth one was adding any systems to your business, of which Cheryl embraced in terms of building, systematizing three of her business environments, of which she's 75% nailing it. So awesome on terms of recap, and we've captured a lot of wins. So without further ado, unless there's any comments on that or questions on any of those business strategies that can support that whole first cluster of evolving, dissolving, resolving, transforming, that's the word I'm looking for, killers into creators, I will migrate us into the next set of business killers, which is number three. Yes, just a visual recap. This is where we're going, and more specifically, why? Because these aren't so great, and the opposite of them are awesome. Focus, peace, know the score, great relationships, increase in sales, referrals, and impact in the world and in my life. All right. So rock and roll on that. We are into number three, which is that business killer being, I've highlighted it as fear of facts. I work on suggesting and focus on my big goals and dreams this week after mindfulness. Nice. That's exactly how I do it, Nikki. I start on my inner game of mindfulness, and then I just reset the timer for the 68 seconds on the pure focus to migrate me from the inner game of mindfulness to the outer game of pure focus. It's exactly how I do it. Loving it, Nikki. Thanks for the specificity. And in fact, I often set my mindfulness times for something plus 8 seconds. So whether it's 10 minutes and 8 seconds, 20 minutes and 8 seconds, whatever. And then I just change the minutes and the seconds are right there as a quick, fun little tip on that one. Awesome. So if you may remember, two aspects to this cluster of fear of facts. One is more on the inner game of that sort of judge and jury, the underlying, one of the key underlying examples, not only, but a lot of humans have this, is this fear I'm going to get busted, fear somebody's going to find out I don't know as much as I show I do, or that I look like on Facebook, or that I sound like on a presentation, or whatever. So some version of a fear of somebody finding out, getting busted. I'd love to see in the chat box, each of you put inner and then your score out of 10 on this one, where the high scores are it's a bigger challenge for you, 8, 9, or 10, mid scores for mid challenge, lower scores for it's not such an issue for you. And likewise, in a moment, we'll also have you do outer and then a score out of 10 for the outer side of this one, which is more knowing the score, whether it's in your personal finances, your business finances, and or your lead gen and sales conversion process. Those are the three main areas. There's more, but three main areas in knowing the score. So I'm going to pause and love to see if you can put in inner or outer, or at least an order. Thank you. Okay, so Nancy, more on the inner game, less on the outer game. Nikki, high on both of them, inner and outer. Great. And Cheryl, if you can round out to home plate and give us a sense of the numbers for you so we can start to support and prioritize and really knock this one out of the ballpark, well, like we did last week. Fantastic. 8 to 10 and 9. So similarly on the inner and the outer game. Great. Okay. So without further ado, we are going to deliver two, in fact, three tonight, main chunks. We're going to customize the inner mindfulness business practice. Actually, there's a number of great wins they're going to bring you. But anyways, they're going to customize the mindfulness business practice. We're then going to show you about four different more outer game choices that you have. We'll coach you into your best business actions this week, like we did last week. And we'll do a formal wrap up. And then as the bonus, I will actually teach or reteach the subconscious rewired method, because that really is great when the emotions are high. And this week, fear of facts, often it's about inner game emotions. Awesome. So without further ado, and feel free to put any comments or questions in the chat box at any time. So taking a slightly different angle on the teachings, I'm chunking down, giving you another fresh nugget on this beautiful 3x2 matrix, this beautiful mindfulness and equanimity model, to show you the at a very simple level, layered on this model, what is the anatomy of a human? And so, of course, we have our foundation block, building blocks, and you can even say them out loud. See in, hear in, feel in, see out, hear out, feel out. Our six friends, our six amigas and amigos. And what is the anatomy of a human? Sounds like a super complex question. And man, I love to take the complex and make it simple. And here's another example thereof. Very simple. There is a component of our mind, and our mind is made up of these two components. That is basically your thinking process. You think in pictures and you think in words. Period. Case closed. Words or some sort of sound. It might be singing or it might be humming, but it's you think in images and sounds. That's it. That is the mind of a human. That is the thinking process in a nutshell. And oh, by the way, the other half of the anatomy of a human is our body. And we have body sensations, and you probably remember this. What actually, one more test. I quizzed you last week on this. Love to see in the chat box who can rush to type the definitions of these two things, or the difference between them. There's a three-letter difference between these two definitions. Maybe start with that. Yes, Nikki, non. And what's the rest of it? Yes, Nancy. And what's the rest of the definition to define these two? Yeah, which one's emotional? Which is the one that's emotional in nature? Awesome. You bet. And more specifically, and somebody love it if they typed in the chat box, physical sensations that are emotional or non-emotional in nature. So you can put non/emotional. Physical sensations, non/emotional in nature. Love all of you, in fact, to toss that in the chat box. So that there, profound, simple as it may be, deeply profound. Wow, thank you, Heather. Thank you, Shenzhen. I've never seen it so simply. This is the anatomy of a human. We think in pictures and sounds, and we feel with our body, experience our body with body sensations. Some are emotional and some are non in nature. Yes, thank you, Nikki. That is one worth taking a screenshot or picture or whatever have. Post it on your wall. Wow, thank you, making it simple. The second thing I want to distill, demystify, is the, the other next thing is, in terms of the anatomy of a human, is that our subjective sense of self is made up of these three. So your inner game is basically your subjective sense of self. And then the outer three are your more objective sense of the world. Another very simple way to describe the anatomy of a human. And finally, on this, shall we say, additions today, I want to bring one more simple layer to this model, which is the anatomy of an emotion. Aha! Even more interesting. You're like, those gnarly little things that seem to run my life, how could they possibly be so simple and so distilled on this model in this picture right here? Well, stay tuned to a theater near you. Rewired for slide decks, rewired for mindfulness. It can be this simplified. And when Shinzen unveiled this, it's like, OMG. Here is the anatomy of an emotion. Never seen it described so simply. Every emotion, pretty big statement, every emotion has some combination of feel in and hear in, or feel in and see in, or all three. Period, case closed. Another way to say it, it has some physical sensation that is emotional in nature and some aspect of the thinking process. That's what creates an emotion. OMG, just wait as you start this week in your mindfulness practice to start unbundling the magic of the nature of an emotion. It's like, oh, look at that. I had a thought and it created not just a body sensation, but an emotional body sensation. I saw a picture of somebody in my mind and I didn't just get the picture. I got an emotional reaction in my body about that person. Could be loving, could be meow, whatever it is. This is this a 1-2. Doesn't always start in the thinking, in the mind process, but often you get a see in or a hear in, and then you get a feel in. It's like a 1-2, a bam bam. And you're going to start to see this a 1-2 relationship. And as you start to see it, and maybe you get an emotional flavor first and you don't even know where it came from, and then all of a sudden thoughts and images arise because of it. That's the other direction, but it's the same phenomena. That's what creates the experience a human being calls an emotion. And as you unbundle that magic, you start to unbundle its grip on you. Huh, indeed. And it starts to lose its power over you. And you start to just notice it as the phenomena of being human. And it no longer is this thing that's running you. It's just like, oh, look, I've got a whatever, cramp in my gut, and I have an image of so-and-so. Or I have an opening of my heart, and I'm hearing myself have a dialogue with so-and-so. It's like, wow, there it is. It's just phenomena, human phenomena, sensations of some sort. So I could stop here. We would have won the war on emotions, or God bless them, they're not always negative, so I don't want to frame them that way. But that would have been worth the price of admission also. Every 5 to 10 minutes, I hope something I'm bringing you is worth the price of the entire 8 weeks, 2 months, 60 days together. Any thoughts, reactions, questions, ahas before we take this one step further? Feel free to toss those in the chat box. And we're going to unbundle this magic even more, which is to say, let's take a look then as you build this into a mindfulness practice. Very simply, you can, among other things, either selectively go in order around the clock, you know, hear in, see in, feel in whatever order you choose. That's one option. Or what we talked about earlier is you can do the technique of free floating amongst these three and being aware of the nature of emotions. So this is pretty much directions for being an observer. Yeah. The entire mindfulness practice is actually directions for being an observer. And oh, by the way, now this is a subset observing the nature of emotions. So great questions and our comment, Nikki. Terrific. So drilling down even more, what we're going to do, or an image of the exact same thing, is to this now for a mini practice and this week, the invitation is we had two objects of meditation, and I'm going to add on a third. So some element of being noticing the emotional aspect of herein would be a third of your practice. Again, whether it's free floating or systematically one after the other, being aware of see-in in relation to your emotions being a third of your practice, and being aware of feel-in in relation to your emotions. In fact, yeah, that image, love to see in the chat box if anybody saw that movie or guesses what movie that's from, in fact. Let me do it that way. Because if you've seen it, you may remember a classic, really great movie. Exactly, Nikki. Great movie on emotions. OMG. There's like whatever they are. There's anger and sadness and happiness and one other one. There's four or five emotions. Inside Out exactly is the movie. And a brilliant, fun, animated movie on the nature of emotions. And they're basically at the drivers, at the control panel of this young girl's mind. That's where they are in that image. So lots of fun, highly recommended, as I should add it to the playwork, in fact, as a fun play and really great, great movie. So, all right. So without further ado, I think if I remember my own, recap again, what it's always good to drill briefly on these in the setup of a good practice. What are the three main things? Love to see in the chat box the three main aspects to set up, to prep a really good practice. Yep, preparation. What about it? What three things are best to do to prep and when you're starting any good mindfulness practice? Yes, awake and relaxed. Select the time and choose the object. 1, 2, 3. Awesome, nicely done. Simple but often missed, so that we're not sleeping, we're alive. We are, you can in fact, you don't have to select the time, by the way. It's good when you're starting and you can just go until you feel an awesome sensation, for example. So you can set a target as opposed to a time, just FYI. Selecting your object and therefore your labels of meditation. And then, oopsie, I already revealed it, the two main and simple parts in the practice, note and soak. So about a second on the noting, mental or spoken labels. Who, love to see in the chat box if anybody has done even one session with spoken labels, meaning out loud, would love. Yeah, diddly dang who. I just did one this morning, Nikki. Good on you. You did it for Feel Out. Super. Excellent. Thrilled. It's a big, easy, easy exponential win to do spoken labels. So I want to just keep nailing and anchoring that in. Cheryl, a big invitation, even in one of your 1 minute practices, to do spoken labels. You may want to note that for yourself. Big, big wins for you. Exponential mileage. Alrighty. And then with that, soaking with our two awesome new friends, the curiosity of mindfulness and the deep acceptance and allowing of equanimity. Amen. And rounding the bend to anchor in the practice, what's a great finale after the practice? Never to forget, always to remember, own the wins, baby. You got it. Celebration and owning the wins. Love it. Alrighty. And so without further ado, we're going to anchor this one in, which is, in fact, practice, hear in, feel in, see in. And as opposed to each one of you doing all three, I thought we could rotate tonight and each one of you could do a minute of one of them as opposed to 2 minutes. So half the time, but definitely 100% better than zero. And so let's see, I think given Cheryl's inspiration, I shifted up the order tonight. Yes, I did. Look at me. All right. And thank you for the nudge, Cheryl. All right, Nancy, without further ado, in fact, you can pick which one you want. So given you're up first, I'm going to give you the privilege of picking which one you'd like to do a minute out loud spoken labels and reporting what you're noticing when you soak with mindfulness and equanimity. So love to see in the chat box, Nancy.
So which I need a little clarification on CN. Like, so herein would be, but like noise, like things that you hear in your head and feel in would be like emotions that you're feeling, would seeing, like, I don't know if I see anything.
So really good distinction. And let me just clarify. So yes, hear in is anything you hear in your head. Feel in is not just emotions, but it's physical sensations that are emotional in nature. Because if we just clump it to emotions, all of a sudden we blurred the mind and the body component of an emotion. And again, we've done less of the divide and conquer. So it's physical sensations that are emotional in nature. And yes, so you brought up an interesting phenomenon that a number of people experiences, which people will report, quote unquote, I don't see anything in my mind. So I'm just going to do a quick muscle building, you know, warm up on that, which is I'm going to invite each one of you to close your eyes and picture the room that you're in with your eyes closed. And if you get, most people do, you may not, but if you get an internal image or a mental image of the room you're in, that's see in. And I'll give you a few more. Keeping your eyes closed, I want you to evoke an image of your body. Sitting in the chair or whatever you wish. That is another, and if you see an image of your body, you are thinking in pictures. And in fact, whether you realize it or not, you predominantly think in pictures. And just see, it might have been Cheryl on the internet side of things. Yeah, okay, all is well, just knowing what's that up. She may hop on again. So you predominantly think in pictures, in fact. So I wanted to acclimatize you or tune you into, and let me do one more, just before we drool and get too hungry, picture some favorite yummy meal in front of you with your eyes closed. Mm-hmm. That is see in, and probably you just got a feel in, which is a yummy body sensation in relation to seeing that image and my emotional joy that I relate to eating great food. So over to you, Nancy. Did that increase your clarity on what see in is?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess.
So when you say, yeah, a little bit, I guess, did it only increase it theoretically? And did you not see any images when I evoked it?
I saw the images, but I don't, and I know that you say we think in images, but when I close my mind, I close my eyes, and, you know, if I'm not actively thinking about creating images, I don't know if I would say, and then... and I see this or I see that or anything.
Sure. So again, noting that there are two main ways that we've been approaching this. One is to be aware of what is, which is the pure mindfulness practice. And sometimes I have suggested you evoke something, like evoke an image or an evoke emotion or evoke a feeling of, you know, a really happy client, for example. Mm-hmm. So in this case, I'm just asking you to note, not evoke, for one, during this week, I mean. I did just in the past moment to acclimatize you to the modality. But I'm asking you to just be aware of, and it's, you know, no sensation, no problem. If you don't happen to notice any images, no problem. You can just... if you're free-floating, you're just going to be noting here in and feel in more. And if you are consciously selecting a modality, in this case, see in, and you are not getting an image. So normally
if I get an image and it's got no emotional attachment to it, is that still see in?
It is a great question. Oh, welcome back, Cheryl. Yes, great question. It is see in. yet when we're choosing, when we're narrowing our object of meditation to see and feel, hear, see and feel in relation to emotions, then you can let that be in the background. We're this week, the invitation is to only be aware of sensations in relation to emotions. So really good distinction. Now, back to your question before, if you're focusing on seeing in relation to emotions, if there is an active image in relation to emotion, so the modality is active, then you would label see in. If it is inactive, i.e. there doesn't seem to be any activity in that modality, no emotion, no images in relation to emotions, then the label shifts to rest. Very good distinction. And this is a new piece of the very simple yet elegant model, which is all six of these modalities can be at rest, inactive. And at any given time, one or more of them is often at rest. You can be emotionally neutral. You can have no particular body sensations, no particular images in your mind. So really great question. It sort of came from, I'm not sure how to do it, but you unbundled some really core teachings around it. So good on you for your instinctive popcorn trail. Does that make more sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Really good question. Thanks for asking. I was wondering too. Great, Nikki. Okay, good. So again, you can choose it because it's challenging, or you can choose a different one like hear in or feel in, but really good clarifying questions. So thank you.
So we'll go like.
So let us know which one. Let us know which one you're choosing first, and I'll start you off on the guiding. So which one do you want to choose?
I'll do CN.
Okay, good for you to take up the challenge of something fresher for you. So I'm going to start the Buddha bell in a moment. And so what you will do is at a similar frequency, you will either say see in because you have an image in relation to emotion, and then report what you notice when you soak with mindfulness, and report what you notice when you soak with equanimity. Or if you seem to be neutral at see in terms of emotionally, then you will say rest and soak that state with mindfulness and equanimity. This seemingly blank slate in the mind, this whiteboard with nothing on it, soak that with mindfulness and equanimity, because the entire other half of this model, there's the active half and there's the restful half, is a massive window of opportunity. So your label is either see in or it is rest. So one word or two, both times you're soaking with mindfulness and equanimity. All is well, it's new, just do your best. It makes enough sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just setting the gong here, which is gonna go off in a moment.
So CN, I see myself strong and running, and my core feels strong, and I feel joy and strength. See in, I see myself sitting comfortably in mindfulness, and I allow myself to relax and enjoy the other sensations in my body. See in, I see sunshine.
Awesome. Good job. Everyone can survive at least 1 minute. and potentially get addicted to it. Awesome. Good job. Any other clarifying questions from that before we tag team to someone else? Yes, as long as those images that you saw of the strength of your body and the sunshine and the middle one sitting mindfully had some emotional flavor to the body sensation, to the see-in image.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Then yes is the answer.
Okay.
Brilliant. Okay. Let's just see on the mystery dial-up. I think it might even be Jeremy who will be doing it on the recording. Hey. Welcome back aboard, I think, on the internet of Sedona and Cheryl. And Jeremy, loving you to do it while you're with us on the recording. We know you're a champion. And Nikki, you're up next. So pick either hear in or feel in. And likewise, you have those two words or the word rest as you focus on sensations that are emotional in nature. Which one do you want to pick?
I'll do feel in.
Okay, awesome. So the gong will go in a few seconds and go for it.
Feeling joy at being so relaxed. Feeling peaceful.
So I'm going to pause you for a moment. And yeah, you're almost there, but I'm going to mid-course correct for everyone. Totally understandable response. And when we name a feeling, it's actually one layer removed from actually tuning in to the body sensation that's making up the feeling. It's just slightly theoretical or academic. And so the adjustment, because then you're actually naming the whole set of the body and the mind component. And the invitation on feel in is body sensations that are emotional in nature. So it would sound like, for instance, the joy one, it would be feel in and whatever body sensation is actually contributing to the emotion of joy, report that location and what it feels like when you soak it with mindfulness and equanimity. Subtle but significant adjustment. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. So it's very tempting because we're so hooked on our emotions to name our emotions, but that is a slightly one layer removed objective thing from the actual component that's making up the emotion. And so I know it's slightly different than you may be used to, yet it's going to have exponential mileage to go, oh, what body sensations do I actually associate with the emotion of joy? Oh, right. There's this sort of bubbly, prickly, bubbly kind of welling up through my sternum, for example. Wow. Never knew that. I remember the first retreat years ago, Shinzen brought, we were just more on physical sensations and he brought the entire emotional component. We all just about fell off our meditation cushions for 10 days and we're just gobsmacked. And I remember the first emotion that I noticed was anger. And it was like from my belly going straight up, curving off the left side, wrapping around my left side of my neck and around through half my head. And I was fascinated at the movement that I associated at that moment with the body sensation called anger. It was like fascinating. So it's a little new and it's super worth it. So any questions for clarification before I push go again on the timer?
No, I'll give it another go.
Awesome. Great. And thank you. And I needed to do that for everyone. All right. Go for it.
Okay. So my face is smiling. So I'm noticing the muscles tense up in my face as I feel joy. I feel my chest expanding. Shoulders are dropping. Eyebrows are lifting. My eyes feel like they're sparkling even though my eyes are closed. There's a tingly sensation all the way down to my toes. Mm-hmm. Breath is easier.
Awesome. Really great job. Any noticing in, even in just that first, like less than a minute, insights or wow, that's kind of what the components that are making up my emotions right now.
I'm actually noticing that my body is tingling now from head to toe. Now that I'm focused on the sensations in my body, and then I drift sometimes to pains that I have, and I'm like, well, I wonder what that's about, but I'm kind of enjoying this joy feeling right now, so can we hold off on that?
There you go. So feel out is in the background. You absolutely can. And oh, by the way, that's actually another strategy, which is you can either, when you're having something strong, quote unquote, positive or negative, you can go towards or turn away. So you can mindfully dissolve a challenging situation, or you can actually shift your focus, like see out and watch the birds, or feel in and ride on a good emotion, even if your body has some discomfort. So completely legitimate, by the way, and really great shift in the moment of getting that routine. So awesome. So I think with the dings coming in and out, I think Cheryl is in the house versus out of the house right now. So if you are, Cheryl, love to have you unmute and do a minute on herein. Are you there? It may be one of those out of the house versus in the house.
I'm kind of here. It's going in and out.
Yeah, you are in the house. We can hear you. And even if you're broken up, not just the sound of you coming across the internet, not you personally. I'd love you to try a routine, even if we don't hear all of it. Are you ready to do a minute of spoken labels, labeling hear out or rest when you have inner dialogue in relation to emotions or not? Are you good to go on that?
I have not heard of, like, the last 10 minutes of what you all have been doing, so I'll give it a try. I'm not sure what it is that you're doing.
I love you jumping in with both feet. Luckily, the recording is solid, and I would, highly recommend you grab the recording, and I think we just, there she is again. Alrighty, so while we've got you, I'm going to start the bell, and good for you for jumping in with both feet, and you'll get everything on the recording. Highly worth going over it anyways. So go for it on here in or rest in relation to dialogue about emotions.
Okay, so here in... My emotions are all over. They've been going up and down. There's been a lot of releasing.
Okay, I'm going to pause you as well. Understandable response. You're going, similar to Nikki did, more conceptually reporting about your emotions as opposed to actually reporting what you're hearing that's making up the sense of emotion. So, for example, it might sound like, herein, wow, I feel kind of annoyed about yada, 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 yada. Soaking it with equanimity, and it's starting to melt and fade, and I hear the words less. Herein. Oh, actually, there's a natural... I'm noticing, you know, I'm really happy about the painting that I completed today. So dialogue that's in relation to emotion, as opposed to describing it from a third person, you're actually saying exactly what you hear and how it might shift when you soak it with equanimity. Subtle but significant adjustment. Does that make sense? Awesome. We got you. Okay, great. There's a bit of a delay on the internet. Okay, so I'll reset the timer again and go for it. Oops, and in and out she goes. Well, I'll do 30. Hey, hop in again. Go for it.
I am very frustrated. Can you hear me now?
Yep, barely, but yes, you can speak up.
So I'm soaking my frustration right now with equanimity.
Awesome. One more round.
I'm feel tension. Nice. The equanimity.
Awesome. Very good job. I think there's a little bit of delay in the internet, but you're doing a great job. And to know that this is just our first moment, perhaps in your human history, of one ever even knowing what the anatomy of an emotion is, let alone naming it out loud. So be easy with yourself. Be thrilled that you're 100% past zero in terms of smarter than most humans, of knowing what the anatomy is and beginning your just very, 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 very first moment in week of being mindfulness of it. And all of a sudden, it's going to be so obvious. Your emotions, other people's emotions, wow, that was just a 1-2, bam, that's where it came from, positive or negative. So great job, everyone. We did some right here and right now. And I want to take a pause and have you put down what feels intuitively great to practice mindfully focusing on your emotions. So mindful emotions, love to see in the chat box what feels great for you in terms of your daily and or weekly practice or commitment around mindful emotions. Again, either rotating systematically a third, a third, a third between hear in, see in, feel in, or free floating amongst them, the three, and naming them. Love to see in the chat box what feels good to each of you about your commitment, 15 minutes times two, free floating, and specifying what type. Good for you, Nancy, drilling down on that. Very good. Awesome. Thrilled for you. It's the anatomy of an emotion. You're going to become a scientist or a doctor or something. Great job, Nancy. Love to see from Nikki and Cheryl. If you got enough internet for the chat box, your commitment to focusing on these three inner game modalities that's making up the nature of every single emotion you've ever had or ever will have. I'll allow you to continue to put that commitment into the chat box and migrate to one of the final two, I think, main chunks tonight. So as promised, I could have just taught mindfulness. I could have just taught custom mindfulness practices in relation to your business challenges. And oh, by the way, yes, I thought I was crazy. I'm adding each time my other, some inner actually, and outer business strategies to conquer these particular business killers into creators. I'm going to continue rotating between the three for a minimum of 10 minutes per day. I am committed to continuing making the rules to win. Love it. I will jump back with time. minutes each. It goes 15 minutes. Terrific. And is that once in the week or is that each day, Cheryl? Just for specificity for yourself. I usually go over 10 minutes. Awesome. Great, Nikki. And great to specify, Cheryl, in your next round in the chat box. Okay. So on the outer, I say outer game business, but I'm really both summarizing. So there's two main chunks here. When you have this whole fear of facts, judging yourself, or knowing the score in your business. On the inner game of the fear of facts, you now have this incredible modality, mindful business sequence, which in fact, Nikki's already, and in fact, Nancy reported as well, and I think Cheryl, results in easing the grip of old emotions and spontaneously, great Cheryl, having more natural positive emotions arising. Fantastic. So keep up. This mindfulness business sequence is a perfect custom one for dissolving and resolving beliefs and or emotions. Likewise, the second go-to absolutely is the subconscious rewired method. And that Nancy and Nikki know is one of the eight moves of success in the Rewired for Success cycle. And I will visually briefly highlight it, but as a bonus at the end, we'll teach the subconscious rewired method. And number two, on the outer game of knowing the score, two main chunks I want to highlight. I can't, again, teach all of this, but I can highlight for you my best go-tos. And then you, as you experience these highlights, are going to intuitively select, like you did last week, one action in your business. So knowing the score can be around your business and or personal finances, and or the other main chunk is knowing the score around your lead gen and sales conversions. So that is the main options. I am going to now visually give you a few visuals on each of these. So same four options. I'm just going to visually give you a few highlights, and your job is to just let them waft over you like a warm summer breeze and intuitively say, you know what, this week, not every week of my life, but this week, I'm going to get the most mileage out of adding the subconscious rewired method to my clearing of old beliefs. Or this week, I'm going to get the most mileage improving my business or personal finances, or this week I'm going to get the most mileage in improving my lead gen or sales conversion. That's your job in the next few minutes as I lightly waft these images in front of your visionscape. All right, so this one we've already covered. That is your mindfulness sequence for the week. And that's a given. Now your second inner game option, which after we sort of formally close, I'm going to do as a bonus tonight, is the subconscious rewired method. And that is really an incredibly beautiful technique that we teach in the Rewired for Success course. And I chose to give it as a bonus in this one, where you're literally clearing the subconscious beliefs and wiring. And you'll get two main phrases, one to release and one to rewire. You don't need to grasp them now. I'll be going into more detail. But I just want to lightly show you this is one of your options to drill down and get more wins this week. Your second option is more on the outer game, and that's around your business and personal finances. Here's my summary, and it could be the shortest, most useful money course, quote unquote, you ever have, which is this one slide. Here's my summary of business and personal finances and the very concrete actions you can take. And you can choose one or all of these, but you certainly don't have to all of them. Can we just see the last slide again? You bet, Nikki. I'll bring them up again as I go through the entire subconscious rewired method as a bonus tonight. But there she be. Awesome. Now on the business and personal finances as an option, here is my quickest, best money course. You're welcome, Nikki. One, to always have a scan over your expenses, and if you haven't recently, list them all and eliminate / reduce as much as you possibly can. And believe me, there's always room. And it can be anywhere from, I remember I was at a course and they had us at break call one of our service providers, like our cell phone provider or someone, and negotiate lower rates. And like half the room negotiated lower rates. through just a few simple questions. Well, my competition said this, and I am committed to lowering my expenses. If you still want to keep me as a client, you get the idea. So list them and reduce or eliminate them. That's on the expense side. On the debt side, it's consolidate to the lowest rates. On the revenue side, it is sales tracks to win on, which I'll highlight more in a moment. And on the ROI side, it's optimizing wherever you're having a return on your investment. That is, I would say, the shortest, maybe not best, but pretty damn useful, excuse my emphasis on the right syllable there, money course you might ever see. And feel free to take a screenshot. So that is a second option for you to drill down and get mileage this week. Again, don't have to do it all. And by the way, you can do 1 week at a time. You don't have to do the whole darn thing. So you might just pick one aspect of this. I, in fact, have Financial Fridays. Sometimes it's a whole day if I'm getting a big financial win around an investment or around accounting or what have you. Other weeks, it's 1 to 2 hours booked to my calendar. But Financial Fridays, I'm always creating some win around my personal or business finances. And therefore, it's progressive and rewarding and doable. Awesome. And the final highlight of an option this week is building a clearer track to win on around your lead gen and sales conversion. Recapping from Rewired for Success, you start with the end, start with the goal, reverse engineer your next logical steps, and measure your results each week. And I can re-highlight any of that if you're needing it, but an example thereof, if you're shooting for 5 sales, how many leads do you need to make how many calls, to make how many appointments, to make those sales? Another visual to depict a similar thing is you actually put your targets first for the week, left-hand part of each column, and then you write in your actuals for the week. That might be, let me just check. Ah, yeah. And your two main pieces of the track to win on, mapping out your next logical steps. So yes, without further ado, I can recap to any of those visually, but I want to just not teach, as I say, but I took maybe 4 minutes just to waft lightly over you some potential options for you to get even bigger business wins this week. Now it's, as always, tag team, back over to you, and love to see in the chat box which one feels good for you to add on. If you're getting a lot of emotional hijack, you may want to add on a subconscious rewired method session this week. If you want to get a bigger win in your personal or business finances, you may want to take a chunk of that. Got it, Nancy. Great. And if you want a real focus, you're feeling really on the sales side this week, you want to build up your lead gen and sales conversion muscle. So whatever feels good to you, that feels like a loving, self-loving win this week, is what I'm going to invite you to select. So Nikki's come in first across the home plate of selecting and doing a subconscious rewired session to clear out even more of that emotional yada yada and anchoring in some epicness. Thrilled for you. Love to see, Nikki, which one you're selecting, and a few other tools I have to dissolve beliefs. Okay, great. Yeah, whether it's the tapping or best, et cetera, that we wrote about privately. Awesome. And Cheryl, just let me peek to see if she's not in the house right now, but definitely directing to Jeremy and Cheryl to really select one win that you want to accomplish this week. I'm excited for you. All right, personal, also going to work on knowing the score in my personal finances. Great. And so you may want to say that overall or take one chunk, like I'm going to list my expenses, or I'm going to reduce one of my expenses, or I'm going to get one win in my revenues, whatever it might be. So you don't have to tackle it all. I know it has been something in the past, and I want to invite you to set yourself up to win. Reduce one of my expenses. Love that, Nancy. So you got an inner game and an outer game this week. Loving it, and love to hear in the playwork next week, what is that one expense that you reduced? Really looking forward to it, because all of a sudden you've increased your profit margins. Yabba dabba do. All right, great. If you need any more support in that, let me know in the chat box, or if it's really challenging to write, feel free to unmute. But I think without further ado, yeah, we have nailed your action, which I'm excited for. And we will, as I say, do a formal wrap, and then I will recap on the subconscious rewired method, especially because two of you have selected that, and also to get a win in your personal finance. So I'm excited for you on the all of you on that. So coming around the home plate, play work, the solo is the emotional territory in the mindfulness practice, positive and negative, so to speak, and emotions. Do an accurate budget so I know what my expenses are. Super duper awesome. That is terrific. So simply listing them can be a win. And or if you choose to reduce one of them, totally bonus and okay. But yeah, just take a look at, hey, what are my average monthly expenses? Love it. Nikki, love it. Okay, great. And then second, you just nailed it right there, your business action or win. Terrific. And in fact, you may be adding on an SRM routine. Accountability partner is text your partner, and definitely because both your partners haven't been as on, whether it be internet-wise or otherwise, flights, etc., I would request and love to see in the chat box, Nikki and Nancy, if you would be game to reach out to Cheryl and Jeremy and just let them know how much you want them to win in this program, because I certainly do, and I sense you do too, and how can you support them, and here's a proactively, even if they don't know, here's a summary of the 1, 2, 3 of the play work. Can I coach you through your own selection? Let me know when you finish rewatching the video training because you're going to win, that kind of thing. So those would be my suggestions in this particular customizing your support to your accountability partner. You guys are pros. I'd love you to take it up a notch and really give Jeremy and Cheryl some really over-the-top connections this week in a way that doesn't have to be a lot of volume, but game-changing in terms of your support to them. No obligation, but just bring lots of joy all around to the mastermind. Terrific. And so, yeah, naming your business action to each other and sharing your business results, but as I say, really ensuring that they have custom selected them first and or watch the training. Terrific. And mastermind, of course, reporting your practice and your results. So excited for you with, as promised, 3 minutes to spare on the formal piece. I am going to recap the subconscious rewired after. So let's give ourselves a formal 3, 2, 1, we're champions, and then we'll go into the bonus tonight for a few moments. So unmuting, as I can hear already, let's give ourselves a 3, 2, 1. We are champions. Awesome. And while we're just transitioning into the one of the many bonuses of this program, the subconscious rewired method, if you guys feel like asking anything, sharing anything over the next moment or two, celebrating a win, an insight, anything, feel free to do that. Anything at all before we round the bend. Okay. Awesome. Good on you guys. You're in the saddle, pros and veterans. It is, as I gave you the heads up, going to be a few minutes past the normal 90-minute, yet committing to my delivering of the bonuses for one, and it will be a great mini recap that you can have just this chunk of, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of the subconscious rewired method to just take that chunk of the video or that chunk of the audio and even put it in your mobile device, etc. So I'm excited for you guys, and here we go. Without further ado, so if you haven't already, just mute up again and feel free to put in the chat box any clarifying questions, and I will unmute again at the end. Awesome. So you two are veterans, and yet it really, you know, wow. So Rewired for Success was a while ago. So good for you for selecting this, because it has been a huge chunk of my deep rewiring, and I'm thrilled to bring this to you. So in recap, for you and in freshness for Jeremy and Cheryl, a huge piece of our methodology here at Rewired Worldwide. The visual highlights is that literally we all have fog on the screen. And this subconscious rewired method is literally wiping away those old unconscious, subconscious emotions and beliefs and literally clearing the screen on your life. Amen to that. Another way to depict it, you can guess in the chat box, if you can get to the chat box faster than I can on the slide deck, what percentage of our thoughts and emotions are conscious versus subconscious. Bam, close. Nikki and Nancy both come in at 10. It could be 10. The estimators are 5 and 95, but you're in the ballpark for sure. And I love your speed. I was given a pause. And it's the monkey mind that we're extricating. And I'm thrilled that each of you have reported dissolution, dissolving from the mindfulness practice as well as from the subconscious rewired method. Really excited about that purification, subconscious rewiring with the mindfulness practice. So in brief recap, here's a pictorial view of how this whole subconscious puppy works. And I may get a little looser in my language at this point, just FYI, this puppy called us. Why my father started his doom and gloom, I just smiled. When my father started, yes, yeah, exactly. So we got these unsupportive beliefs. Why don't they just kind of fume out like a bottle or an exhaust pipe off a car? Because they're corked in with our emotions. And what could some of those beliefs and emotions be? Lots of options. Humans have a guesstimated 6,000 in our repertoire of emotion. Good God gracious. And certainly infinite in our belief repertoire. So the invitation is that we're going to uncork the unsupportive unconscious beliefs by uncorking and releasing the emotions and letting and releasing the beliefs. And how we're going to be doing this, I'll recap it and then we'll practice briefly, is through two very simple components. Again, I love to take the complex and make her simple and making results. So it's deep breathing is one component of it, not, you know, shallow, but about 5 seconds in on the in-breath, about 5 seconds on the hold, and about 5 seconds on the out-breath. So deep, paced breathing, and then a release phrase on the first half of the subconscious rewired method, and a rewired phrase on the second half. The phrase on the first half of this process is, I release all, and whatever negative emotion you are noticing with a particular belief. So for example, and I'd love to see, because you're seasoned, some examples in the chat box. You can just put the emotion dash the belief, Nikki and Nancy, that you may be aware of. But I release all anger with, my father used to talk about doom and gloom all the time. So it's specific emotion and specific belief is really powerful. And so you would be doing a deep breath in, saying the entire phrase during the hold breath, because you're catching the attention of the unconscious, the subconscious, during the hold breath, and then releasing energetically, emotionally on the out breath. Doubt that I will be successful. Great. So I deep breath in. I release all doubt with, will I be successful? Or, yeah, exactly, whether you phrase it as a statement or a question, as you wish. Perfect example, Nancy. Terrific. And likewise, you can do, and sometimes this is the case, you may have blocks to positive emotions. So you have a resistance to success, a resistance to joy, a resistance to energy, etc. And so that can look like you just add the two words, all blocks. That's all you add. Otherwise, it's the same phrase. So I release all blocks to joy with, it just seems hard to find joy. Or deep breath in, I release all blocks to energy with, I felt exhausted this week. So you can release all blocks, or I release all blocks to success with that's what I deeply and truly want. So you release all blocks to a positive emotion. Either one is completely legitimate for the subconscious rewired method. And then the complement is, I'm going to show you now on the rewiring side, and then we'll do a couple of quick practices and we'll have wrapped it up. So rewiring new patterns, emotions, and beliefs with totally awesome beliefs in that bottle of your subconscious and your beautiful being. And for instance, such as, I take 100% responsibility, there's abundance in my world, everyone has beauty, et cetera, along with positive emotions to anchor those in. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that I take 100% responsibility in my world, as an example, and we'll drill down on that. And here's some more examples of positive emotions. The complexity of subconscious beliefs and how elegantly simple we have distilled it down into two phrases with a deep breath sequence. Not bad, I'd say, and great results. So the rewiring statement, exact same deep breathing process. The simple shift in the statement, again being said during the hold breath, is I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful, and then fill in, that's the positive emotion, and you can adapt the positive emotion, by the way, and no need, and fill in with the new belief. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful for being alive, whatever that happy, grateful, and thankful is for. Again, never, if somebody gives you a technique, just do the releasing without the rewiring or the filling or the new patterning or the new programming to fill in that beautiful vacuum that you have created. Awesome. So this is the second and simple and only other half. And I think then we've got a chance. Oh yeah, a few other things. So you might ask, well, how do I identify those emotions and beliefs? What do I ask to identify them? And it's not rocket science. Yes, I'm seasoned at it. And yes, I work with people on, 15 private sessions just with one client alone and really got at, like, unearthed and got massive results for her on the happiness scale and on the business scale. Two new divisions in her business and two CFO jobs and freedom in a relationship. And I could go on and happy 95% of the time. So yes, I am more seasoned at it, and yet yes, you can begin. And basically what you're asking on the releasing side is, what is the key unsupportive emotion I'm feeling right now? And what's the unedited inner dialogue or belief? Super simple. That's what my goal is, to make this doable for you and to transfer the results for you. And likewise in the rewiring, what are the key desired emotions and beliefs? Super simple. Likewise, who, quote unquote, do I ask these questions of? When I originally learned a similar method, they taught everyone muscle testing to identify the emotions and beliefs. Super fine and good if you are good at muscle testing, but a lot of people found that as a roadblock. Some people don't even know what that is, and I'm not going to teach it. So I expanded, quote unquote, who you can ask. And so you can, quote unquote, just ask your mind, as the two questions were on the screen before. You can, if you know how to muscle test, to, quote unquote, ask your body through muscle testing. You can, quote unquote, tune into your intuition if that's strong for you. You can, quote unquote, ask an instrument, like if you're a dowser or you use a pendulum, what's the most predominant emotion? What's the most predominant belief? None of these are mandatory. You can just do door number one, simply asking the questions. And also you can tune into resources, like for instance, Louise Hay is very good at identifying negative and positive emotions and beliefs and transforming those for people. None of this is mandatory. You can just do door number one, but I thought I'd expand that for you. Awesome. Remembering, you can't do it wrong. You can only benefit. Releasing any unsupportive emotion belief is awesome. Rewiring any supportive emotion belief is awesome. So let's briefly practice to then wrap up this mini. We used to take a whole evening on just the subconscious rewired method. This is a mini 10 to 15 minute speed course, executive summary on the subconscious rewired method, yet super valuable for your clearing of the business killers and transforming them permanently into business creating wiring. Awesome. So without further ado, love to see a few examples in the chat box. And in fact, there's already some that have come in. Abundance with there is not enough. Yes. So doubt that I will be successful. I want to clear any blocks to abundance with there's not enough. Perfectly two good examples, Nancy. And Nikki, angry with I haven't achieved what I should have by this time in my life. Yeah, perfect. Perfectly great examples. So I'm in fact going to have you unmute, and I'm going to have you, especially because you've had some exposure to this, guide us. So I'm going to ask each one of you to do one guiding phrase, Nancy and Nikki. And so I'm going to demonstrate. You're going to say, okay, deep breath in. And on that deep breath in, you're going to tell us the phrase. A great other example, Nancy Gilt, that I am overextended financially. Yeah, terrific. So deep breath in. I release all guilt with I am overextended financially. Perfect example. And so I'm going to ask you to select one, Nancy, and then you to select one, Nikki. You're going to give us the phrase. You're going to say, take a deep breath in. You're going to give us the phrase while we're doing that. Then each of us are going to say the complete phrase in totality during the hold breath as an assertive command to our subconscious. And oh, by the way, as a bonus, you might feel some subtle sensation of that message being received. And then all of us will deep breath out audibly. So who wants to go first, Nancy or Nikki?
Sure, I'll go.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, deep breath in. I release all guilt with being overextended financially.
Perfect and great job. I can tell by your pacing. One more great tip on this is to focus on, and I'm going to circle it in the with my cursor here, focus on the I release all. So it's not like I release all guilt with overextended finances. You know, you're not reinforcing the emotion and the belief. You're being very neutral tonality while you're stating the emotion and belief, and you're very much emphasizing with a slight, you know, kind of elation or joy or emphasis on the right syllable, the I release all. It's like, it just feels so good. It's like, I release all guilt with overextended my finances. You know, it's like the I release all is the real sweet spot of the phrase. So when you're saying it to yourself as an assertive command during the whole breath, silently, by the way, while you're doing this, during the whole breath. Great job, Nancy. Tag team, Nikki, guide us through one.
Okay, deep breath in. I release all doubt and anger with I haven't achieved what I should have by this time in my life.
Really good. Really good. They're both very valuable phrases. And just because I did give that mini teaching, I really felt the emphasis on the release all. I also felt it a little stronger on the doubt and anger as well. So you may want to just slightly tonality in your inner voice, ease back on the emphasis on the doubt and anger. It's the I release all doubt and anger with whatever, whatever, whatever. It's almost like it's already gone. As you're doing it. So great job. Okay, and then let's do one on the, now that we've got more space and my eyes feel even like the light feels clearer, lighter, and we have space, we'll just actually practice this one, which is I'd love each of you to guide us again, starting with deep breath in, and guide us in giving us one rewiring phrase that feels relevant to you, real for you, for the theme you selected, or whatever feels good right in this moment.
Okay. Deep breath in. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful for all the new clients from my investments.
Yum. Amen. Thank you for that one. Love it. And I felt it. And I just felt it kind of, bam, hit the mastermind. Excellent, Nancy. Great. Tag teaming over to you, Nikki. Give her one.
Okay. Deep breath in. I am so happy, thankful, and grateful for all the abundance around me and that there is more than enough.
Wow, more. I really felt that. Like you two were really emanating that more than enough. This is not like doing it by rote. You are literally offering your subconscious assertive commands in both rounds and just really felt the juice on both of those. So excellent on all rounds. I think I'm just going to see if there's one or two more images, but I think we're pretty close. No, that's from the other. So bingo, pajamas. As one of my colleagues would say, brilliant job. I hope that mini recap for you, and given that you've both selected it on your play work, and fresh bonus to Jeremy and Cheryl was clear, was relevant. Feel free to play it back. It's quote unquote only 15 minutes of your life, and could save 15 years of your life, as it has rewired many people fundamentally, deeply, permanently. I'm excited for each of you. Any final questions, clarity, statements, gratitude, anything before we bid each other a great kickoff to week four?
I just wanted to say I'm so glad that you brought this back. I had forgotten about this method, Heather, and it's really simple. And in all honesty, with all the techniques and tools that I have, this in combination with it, I can see me just blowing out a whole bunch of beliefs that don't serve me anymore.
I got shivers. And I was like, when I read your private note to me this week, and I thought, just you wait, Henry Higgins. You were like, do you have any other suggestions? I'm like, yes, I do. And it's the bonus for this week. And it couldn't have been more perfect timing. And I was thrilled for you and everyone in the mastermind that you already got rewiring wins by more supportive emotions and beliefs already bubbling up naturally from the mindfulness practice. So double wins. You got the two best tools from me in your toolkit now. It's up to you to go on the playground and enjoy them, the playground of life, and get addicted.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's give ourselves the final 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.
We are champions.
Appreciate you all. Thrilled for you. Feel free to replay this, the audio, put it in your mobile, any part of it, fast forward, grab what you need, serve yourself, and launching into week four. Have a great and prosperous and fruitful and happy week.
Thank you, Nancy and Heather.
Pleasure. And to Jeremy and Cheryl.
And to Jeremy and Cheryl, wherever they are.
Exactly. Listening in their own cyberspace time. I'm excited for them. And again, please, I will do my best to reach out and really would love it if you made sure they're in a good space and they're on track and they're maybe committing to you whatever is setting them up for success as an accountability partner to ensure they're getting this integrated.
Great.
Awesome, team. Have a great evening.
See you next week.
You bet. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.
Pleasure. Bye. Cheers.